In this bulletin, huge bushfire danger in both New South Wales and Queensland. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg calls for reform of major international economic institutions. And the Federal Agriculture Minister admits the government's proposed dairy industry code of conduct won't meet the deadline. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Many parts of New South Wales are facing catastrophic danger from bushfires, and the weather isn't helping the situation. 52 bushfires are burning across the state, with 30 of those uncontained and 13 in the most serious categories. Authorities are particularly watching fires at Hillville near Taree on the mid-north coast of the state, Mount Nardi near Nimbin in the state's Northern Rivers region, and Mount Gosper near Hawkesbury just north of Sydney. Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says the wind and heat are making the situation more dangerous.
We are seeing with those increased winds severe fire danger ratings being achieved and registered in areas such as southwestern Sydney, the Southern Highlands and the South Coast. The reality is conditions will simply continue to get worse and deteriorate over the coming hours, and particularly into this afternoon when the combination of the hotter temperatures, the drier atmosphere and the strengthening winds all come together to drive fire behaviour.
Three people have already died as a result of the bushfires, and at least 150 homes have been destroyed. 55 bushfires are burning across Queensland and 12 homes have been destroyed in the state. Higher than normal temperatures are increasing the risk, with the situation expected to be at its worst tomorrow. The southeast coast of the state, including Brisbane, the Gold Coast and the Sunshine Coast, faces severe fire danger today and tomorrow, and so do the drought-stricken Darling Downs on the western slopes of the Great Dividing Range in southern Queensland. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says people in the state's heavily populated southeast should be cautious about air quality as a result of the fires.
We still want people to be very vigilant when it comes to air quality, because we saw those highly elevated levels yesterday, 10 times higher than what we are used to seeing, especially in that Brisbane to Ipswich to the Gold Coast.
Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese has been heckled by some residents on New South Wales' north coast over the subject of climate change and its relationship to the current bushfire crisis in the area. Mr. Albanese has travelled to the towns of Lismore and Casino. He says he doesn't want to follow the lead of Greens MP Adam Bandt and directly link the fires to the federal government's policy on climate change.
There's a time for debate about issues including climate change. I believe climate change is real. We know that bushfires are coming earlier. We know they're more intense. That is what was predicted, and we see that happening. But I don't think it's a time to be engaged in party politics.
But Mr. Albanese was then challenged by some locals who say this is not a matter of party politics and that their lives and property are at stake. One man said Mr. Albanese was part of what he called a circus while the surrounding area is burning. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has called for reforms to modernise both the World Bank and the World Trade Organisation. Mr. Frydenberg has used a wide-ranging speech at the Australian National University in Canberra to call for greater global cooperation in the spirit of the cooperation 75 years ago that saw the formation of the World Bank, the World Trade Organisation and the International Monetary Fund. Mr. Frydenberg says improvements need to be made.
Today, Australia wants to see the WTO reinvigorated with a more effective dispute settling mechanism and a broader remit to deal with e-commerce and the opportunities created by the digital economy. So too with the International Monetary Fund, we'd like to see a change in the governance rules so that they see a greater role played by emerging economies, particularly in Asia. With these reforms, these important institutions will be even more relevant to the task before them.
Mr. Frydenberg says low interest rates, competitiveness between great world economic powers, high debt levels and an ageing population are among the challenges faced by the Australian economy. The federal opposition says the deregulation of the dairy industry has failed. It comes as the federal government has voted against some proposed re-regulation of the industry in the Senate, and the Federal Agriculture Minister, Bridget McKenzie, admits the government's proposed code of conduct for the industry will not be in place by the deadline of January the 1st. Opposition frontbencher Joel Fitzgibbon says the government needs to explain why they voted against the proposed legislation, which would have put in place a code of conduct and a minimum price for milk. Mr Fitzgibbon says the drought, low milk prices and the collapse of milk processing company Murray Goulburn means it's no longer appropriate to have a deregulated dairy industry. And now we'll look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny, 36. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 19. Melbourne, cloudy and 18. Hobart, showers becoming windy, 16. Canberra, sunny, 21. Wollongong, sunny and 20. Sydney, sunny, 23. Newcastle, much the same, 24. Brisbane, similar conditions, 33. Cairns, sunny, 31. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.